在各地的这些人
，The 12 tribes scattered among the nations。
所以感谢上
，Thanks be to God。
雅各这封信是写给谁呢
？But who are the recipients？
好，我写给十二支派分散在各地的这些人。
The 12 tribes scattered among the nations。
所以这句话的意思就是书信是写给犹太人的。
It means that the letter was written for the Jews。
希伯来书是写给犹太人的。
The book of Hebrews was written for the Jews.
雅各书也是写给犹太人。
So was the book of James.
保罗的哥林多前书、后书、加拉太、以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西等等，都不是写给犹太人。
The epistles of Paul were not written for the Jews.
因为保罗是被拣选，特为外邦人的使徒。
The apostle Paul was the apostle chosen for the Gentiles.
所以他的书信不是给以色列人。
His epistles were written not for the Israelites.
那么呢，雅各是特别为犹太人写的这封信。
But James wrote this for the Jews.
所以这个对象是那些明白旧约的人。
It was for people who understood the Old Testament.
正像希伯来书的对象是明白整个旧约圣殿里面侍奉的人。
Similarly, Hebrews was written to people who understood the ritualistic worship in the Bible.
这本书是特别的。
So this book is very special.
这本书是唯一的。
A unique one.
因为66本圣经的书卷中间，就这一本特别著名，是给十二支派的人。
Among the 66 books of the Bible, only this is addressed to the 12 tribes.
十二支派当然就是雅各的家里面的十二个支派。
It is the 12 tribes in Jacob's family.
犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、流便、西面、犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒加、西布伦、拿弗他利，又是便雅悯，这十二个支派的人。
Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun.Joseph, Benjamin, then Naphtali, Gad, Asher.
那么这十二个支派上住各地的人。
And these 12 tribes are all over the places.
这些人到底是哪一种人？
But what type of people they are?
是不是所有的以色列人呢？
Are they all the Israelites?
我相信是那些已经信了耶稣基督的。
I do believe they are the people who have believed in Jesus Christ.
所以在被拣选中间的，被拣选中间的，被拣选的中间的人。
It is the chosen among the chosen among the chosen.
雅各是被拣选的。
James was chosen.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各是被拣选的。
Jacob, Abraham, Isaac were chosen.
十二支派是上帝家被拣选的。
And the 12 tribes were chosen among the family of God.
十二支派里面的犹太人不是每一个都信耶稣基督。
And among them, not all Jews believe in Jesus Christ.
信耶稣基督是被拣选之中特别被拣选的。
And those who believe in Jesus among the Jews are the chosen among the chosen.
那这些人是谁呢？
Who were these people?
如果说有希伯来书的作者所写的信是要给他们分析到圣殿里面的侍奉跟基督超然性之间的关系。
If the author of Hebrews talk about how Jesus is superior to all of the Jewish tradition,
耶稣大过摩西的。
That Jesus was greater than Moses.
耶稣是大过约书亚的。
That Jesus was greater than Joshua.
耶稣是大过天使的。
Jesus was greater than the angels.
耶稣是在一切中间最超越的那一位。
That Jesus was supreme among all.
他是永约之血的那一位救主。
He is the savior of the eternal covenant in blood.
他是现在是进到至圣所中间的。
He is the one that entered into the most holy place.
神与人中间唯一的中保。
The only intermediary between God and man.
那么这十二支派的人不一定他们明白到至圣所里面的事情这么深。
But the people in the 12 tribes may not understand this profound knowledge.
十二支派就是犹太，就是以色列那些承继律法的民族。
But it refers to the people who have received the law.
所以上帝把律法赐给谁呢？
Who did God give the law to?
赐给以色列人。
It was given to the Israelites.
律法借着这个天使传给摩西。
Laws were given to Moses by the angels.
那么透过摩西把律法教导给以色列全家。
And through Moses, the law was taught to the whole of Israel.
所以十二支派的人是明白律法又接受耶稣的人。
The 12 tribes refer to those who understood the laws and also accepted Jesus Christ.
那么明白律法的人是知道应当怎样行的人。
Those who understood the law would know how to live a life.
他们信耶稣的时候，他们又知道应当用信来到主的面前。
And when they believe in Jesus Christ, they would have understood that you have to come before God in faith.
所以这些人就在行跟信的中间有一些应当关联的知识要明白。
These people need to understand knowledge relating to faith then and works.
那么犹太人跟外邦人信主有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between the Jewish believer and the Gentile believer?
犹太人先领受律法，后明白救恩。
The Jews first received the law and then they understood the salvation.
所以他们先知道行为的问题，才知道信仰的问题。
They first understood the problems of good works and then the problems of
faith. 外邦人信耶稣基督的时候，
But when a Gentile believed,
他们先信了耶稣基督，然后才照着福音所要求的去行。
The first believe in Jesus Christ and then they will work according to what the gospel demands.
所以这封信是专门提到行为的问题。
This book is about action.
啊，这封信是特别讲给以色列人。
Especially written for the Israelites.
啊，以色列家是唯一明白上帝律法的民族。
And the Israelites were the only people who understood the laws of God.
一个人明白了上帝律法，知道应当怎么行，他又信耶稣，这个信行之的关系到底是怎么样的？
When a person understands the law, he should know what to do, and he also believes in Jesus Christ.
所以接下去我要思想一个问题。
We then want to understand the relationship.
就是有没有人是完全遵循律法呢？
So the next question is it possible that a man fully complies with the laws?
如果没有一个人能完全遵循律法，
If no one can fully comply with the laws,
那么上帝把律法赐下来到底是为了什么呢？
What then is the purpose of the laws of God?
如果上帝知道没有一个人可以遵循律法，
If God knew that not one person can fulfill the laws,
上帝故意把人不可能遵循律法赐下来。
He gave us these laws that we cannot possibly fulfill.
上帝是不是把人当作开玩笑呢？
Does that not mean that he is joking with us?
上帝是不是要羞辱他自己按自己形象样式所造的人？
Does it not mean that he's humiliating people made in his very image?
我们反过来思想。
But if you look at it from another angle,
如果世界历史上真正有一些人已经遵循了律法，
If there is indeed people who have complied with all the laws,
这样上帝赐下律法就有意思了。
That then is a meaning for the laws.
但是这种遵循律法的人到底是谁呢？
But who are these people that will fulfill the law?
谁曾经真正遵循过律法？
Who in the history of mankind has fulfilled all the laws?
如果你注意看耶稣的话语，
If you note the words of Christ,
再看保罗的话语，
And the words of Paul,
再看彼得的话语，
And the words written by Peter,
然后把这些的知识这些的观念串联起来的话，
And when you link all this knowledge together,
你就不得不承认根本没有一个人曾经遵循律法。
You must acknowledge that not a single person has fulfilled all the laws.
那耶稣基督怎么讲呢？
What did Jesus Christ say?
你们听了古人怎么说，怎么说，怎么说？只是我告诉你们。
Jesus said, "You have heard from the man of old this and that, but I tell you."
记载在登山宝训的里面。
This is found in the Beatitudes.
到了五章第十八节的时候
，Matthew 5:18，
耶稣就正式宣布，人子来为了要成全律法。
Jesus Christ declared that the Son of Man came to fulfill the laws.
这也就是说，所有的人没有办法遵行，没有办法完成的，我来为人类成全的律法。
What he meant was that things that human beings cannot do, he has come to fulfill it.
所有的人违背了律法，犯了罪，我来要担当全世界的罪。
All have sinned against the law because they sin against God because they cannot fulfill the law, and he has come to bear their sins.
使徒约翰所讲的，看啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Like what John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, He who come to remove our sins."
天地要废去，上帝的律法一点一划也不废去。
Because heaven and earth will pass away, but not a single iota of the word of God.
耶稣说，人子来不是要消灭律法，乃是要成全先知同律法。
Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the prophets and the laws."
那么回到刚才的问题，
But returning to the early question,
有没有人行过律法呢？
Is it possible that someone will fulfill the laws?
耶稣暗示只有他才能成全。
Jesus Christ implied that he was the only one.
那么彼得也承认从来没有人遵行律法。
The Apostle Peter also said, "Not one has fulfilled the law."
彼得在哪里讲这句话呢？
When did he say this?
他不在彼得书信讲这句话。
Not in his epistles.
他也几乎没有在马可福音里面提到这件事情。
Or the Gospel of Mark.
因为马可福音应当就是彼得福音。
The Gospel of Mark should be the Gospel of Peter.
通过马可的手把它写下来。
It was written through the hands of Mark.
但是呢，圣经记载彼得讲过一句话。
But the Bible recorded that Peter said this.
也就是耶路撒冷大会以后，他站起来所讲的话。
what he said after the conference in Jerusalem.
他说我们不要把我们的祖宗直到我们这个时代没有一个人能够负的恶强迫加在外邦人的身上。
He said, do not burden the Gentiles with the yoke that none of us can carry all through our life.
意思就是说从摩西到彼得的时候没有一个人能够遵行律法。
He meant from the time of Moses to Peter, not one has
fulfilled it. 所以呢律法是一个很重的恶是没有人能行的你就不要把你自己不能做到的勉强放在这外邦人的肩上。
What Peter was saying was that the law is so difficult since you cannot do it yourself, do not demand that
the Gentiles do it. 这就表示彼得告诉我们没有人能遵行律法。
It means Peter is declaring not one has fulfilled the laws.
第三样。
The third item.
保罗自己说没有人能行律法。
The apostle Paul himself declared not one has fulfilled it.
就是保罗在罗马书第三章第十到第十二节。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12,
暗示了上帝从天上看下来的时候
when he talked about how God would look at the world,
没有行善的连一个也没有。
He said there is not one that does good, not even one.
没有明白真理的连一个也没有。
There is not one that understood the truth of God, not even one.
没有寻找上帝的连一个也没有。
There is not one that was sick after God, not even one.
所以这个世界没有一个人能真正行善也就是说不能遵循上帝的要求。
Therefore, in this world, not a single person will truly do God. We cannot fulfill the will of God.
保罗又在另外一处这样讲。
The apostle Paul also said,
你们凡靠着摩西的律法，没有一个人能称义的人，都可以信靠耶稣而被称为义的。
He said, all of you who cannot be righteous based on the law of Moses can now be made righteous in
Jesus Christ. 没有一个人会遵循律法。
It means not one will fulfill God's law.
雅各把这个书信写给犹太人。就是写给那些有律法的犹太人，到底这些人有律法做了什么呢？
What is the purpose then for this letter being written to these 12 tribes who have the laws?
现在请你注意听下面的话。
Take note of the following.
上帝赐下律法。
God has given us the law.
本来就是要人行，可惜没有一个人会行。
It is for us to fulfill, but none can do it.
对不对？
Is this right?
你不要太快点头啊。也就是雅各书说要快快的听慢慢的说
我
再讲一次上帝把律法赐下来
The question is when God gave us the law
就是要人行的
It is for us to follow
后来赐下以后等了几千年摇头说可惜没有个人会行
But after a few thousand years God is shaking his head and say well not one
对不对
Is this right
或者第二个思想
The second thought
上帝知道人不能行
That God knew that we cannot fulfill it.
故意赐下律法，使你知道你不能行，好叫你谦卑、自卑感不要太骄傲。
So that you will have a sense of inferiority and not be arrogant.
对不对？
Is this correct?
你不要太快回答。
Don't answer too fast.
第三个思想。
The third thought.
上帝赐下律法。
When God gave us the law.
故意绊倒你，给你犯罪。
Is to make you sin.
那你才知道，原来你这么败坏，这么无能，你这么干犯。那么我赐下耶稣的时候你就不得不要相信他了
that you will believe in Jesus Christ because you realize that you are such
对不对你也不要太快回答
don't answer too much fast
现在还有第四个没有
is there a fourth thought
上帝赐下律法做什么
what is the purpose of the law
上帝赐下律法是要人行吗
is it for us to fulfill
上帝赐下律法是要人知道他不能行吗
Is it for us to know that we cannot do it?
上帝赐下律法是故意叫人去干犯他，然后人才能谦卑接受主吗？
Is it so that we will surely fall that we will accept Jesus Christ?
好，现在给你们一分钟的时间。
Give you 1 minute.
两三个人一起讨论。
Go and discuss.
凡是不讲话的，我就请他上来讲。
Those who do not discuss will be invited on stage.
一定要开始讨论的。
So quickly,
跟你旁边的人讨论。
Discuss this.
现在开始，我看手表啊。好，彼此讨论。讲别的也要上来。
Don't talk nonsense. Discuss this properly.
还有20秒
20 more seconds.
Oh. 好了，一分钟了。
Time's up.
你们很少这样机会讨论的。
You don't have too much of a chance to discuss.
请你告诉我，上帝赐下律法以前，他知道不知道人不能遵行律法？
Before God grants us the law, did he know that we cannot fulfill it?
知道不知道？
Yes or no?
知道。
Yes.
哇，你们答得很大声的话。哇，差不多可以做传道人了。
差不多。
上帝知道人不能遵行律法。
If God knew that we cannot fulfill the laws,
他还赐下律法。
And then he gave us the laws.
是不是要人行？
Is it for us to fulfill it?
明明知道你不能吗？
But he knew that you cannot.
你要做，做你不能做的。
You must do what you cannot.
很残忍哦。
Very cruel.
就太过凶悍了。
Too fierce.
太过无情了。
And unreasonable.
好像你把一个50公斤的东西对那个3岁的孩子说，搬到哪边去？
Or you ask a child to move a very heavy object.
你明明知道他没有力搬。
You knew that the child cannot do it.
故意吃下来。
But you give it to him.
我就是要你搬。
I want you to do this.
这种父亲应当进监牢。
Such a father should be in prison.
因为他太不了解孩子的体力了。
Because he cannot understand the child.
他要求太过苛刻了。
The demands are too high.
所以耶稣，上帝赐下律法，是不是要人行的呢？
So did God give us the laws for us to fulfill?
你还是点头点头。
You still nodded your head.
你们都是很残忍的。
You're all very cruel.
那第二。
The second one.
上帝赐下律法，要叫人吓了一跳。原来这么难，我是不能行的。
Was the law given to frighten us into humility?
是不是呢？
Was this the case?
不是啊。
No.
那么第三。
The third one.
上帝赐下律法就是要让你上当。
The laws was given to trick us.
让你进入陷阱。
That we will fall into a trap.
你才知道你这么败坏。
That we will know how decadent we are.
你也知道你这么软弱。
That we are so weak.
对不对？
Is this correct?
也不对。
Also wrong.
那么上帝赐下律法做什么？
So what is the purpose of the laws?
现在我要轮请新加坡几个人上来。
全部跑掉。
有的人刚才在讨论的时候，有一个人不讨论，看着我，后来我看着他，他马上看别的地方。因为他很怕我叫他上来。好，上帝赐下律法做什么？
What is the purpose of the laws?
这个问题很大的问题。
This is actually a very profound question.
为什么这本书专写给犹太人？
Why was this book written for the Jews?
写给这十二支派的人。
For the 12 tribes.
写给这些明白律法的人。
For these who, people who already understood the laws.
但是又对他们说行为的问题。
And then talk about the things about
acts and words. 这本书不是论信心的问题。
Because the book is not about faith.
这本书是论信心要有行为的问题。
It's talking about works, true faith.
这本书不是写给外邦人的。
Not for the Gentiles.
这本书是写给犹太人的。
But for the Jews.
犹太人是有律法的。
The Jews are the people of the law.
犹太人知道他们不能行的。
They knew they cannot fulfill it.
今天对他们说你们能行。
But today he's saying
you can do it. 我是写给你们十二支派的。
I'm writing to the 12 tribes.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
请你注意听下面的话。
Take note of the following.
尼托森先生有一个怪论。
Watchman Nee had a very absurd theory.
这个只讲过一次，在一段话里面。
He has mentioned this in just one passage.
这段话被记载在十二栏那个带套的书里面。
But it's written in one of his book.
这个十二栏 ，12 baskets.
12 baskets.
里面有一句话说什么
？There's a passage in there.
上帝赐下律法。
That God gave us the laws.
不是要人遵行。
Not for us to follow.
上帝赐下律法。
God gave us the laws.
是要人去干犯它。
That we may break it.
这样人一干犯了律法以后
，That once we break the law,
人就犯罪了。
We have sinned.
人犯罪了以后
，After we sin,
人就明白自己的软弱需要救恩了。
That we will understand our weakness and that we need salvation.
那我第一次看到这一段话的时候
，The first time I read this,
我马上内心里面非常强烈的抗拒的心就出来。
I have a very strong sense of objection in my heart.
直到今天，我完全抗拒。
Till today, I fully deny this.
我不能接受这个理论。
I cannot accept this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个理论好像律法可以铺路，使人因为知道自己有病需要医生，知道自己有罪需要救主，所以使人可以来到耶稣的面前。
It seems that in this theory, the law is the reason why we will go to Jesus Christ because we recognize our sins.
It seems right.
看起来好像是真的,
但是每一件事, 你要研究它的副作用,
but we need to understand the negative effect.
从是不是合乎圣经的总原则,
from whether it fulfills the general principle of the Bible,
到这句话的动机里面是不是建造性的,
and also whether the motive is constructive.
知道因为这样的信仰以后产生的破坏作用在哪里,
and also recognize the destructive force that comes from such theories.
这样你才不能够让随便适当的接受 产生的副作用盖住正作用, 没有办法挽回的, 可悲的情形。
And so you cannot accept a situation where the side effect will take hold of all things and destroy everything.
Will overthrow the original effect. 这是历史运动常犯的事情。
This is something that comes about in
我本来想这样, 为什么不知道变成这样?
Originally, I want to do this, but I didn't think that it would become
你看一只猫很可怜, 带到家里, 几个月变成一只豹。
You may... You might like a little kitten and you bring home and it turns out to be a leopard.
后来你的孩子都给他吃光了。
Your children are devoured by a leopard.
我看他是猫吗?
He said, well, it looks like a cat.
因为那个时候你是用显微镜看的。
Because you're looking at it by a microscope.
所以你以为它是小小的。
You think that it's a tiny kitten.
你把它带回家了。
When you bring it home.
所以每一个运动里面,所有的副作用的研究,是你谨防撒旦做工一定要有的条件。
You need to understand all the negative effect of massive movement so that you understand how Satan works.
为什么我看那句话就反感呢?
Why did I feel disgusted with that?
这句话先假定上帝的动机是邪恶的。
This passage first assumed that God has an evil intent.
这个是很大的干犯。
This is a big problem.
上帝绝对没有邪恶的动机。
God would never ever have an evil intention.
上帝绝对没有对罪的计划有份。
He has never been part of the plan of sin.
所以呢, 如果一个人的动机是邪恶的,
so if our motive is evil,
如果一个人是犯罪的计划者,
if we are the planner of sin,
犯罪的计划者是犯罪的人比犯罪的人的罪还是更大的。
The sin of the planner is greater than the sinner itself.
这个违背了圣经的总原则,
it violates the general principle of the Bible.
这个破坏了人对神的敬畏,
and it destroys our reverence towards God.
这个损伤了我上帝的圣名,
and damaged the holy name of my God.
我一边祷告, 愿主的名被尊为圣,
as I pray that may hallowed be your name.
一方面用我们的创造性制造一些神学理论来使人羞辱我们的上帝。
On the other hand, with our creativity, we create theory that humiliate God. We cannot accept this. Let us return to the theme. Why did God give us the laws? Why did the Jews have this book of acts? When we look at the entire laws, it is what we see in the book of Micah. Oh man, God has already shown you what is good.
你要行公义, 好怜悯, 存谦卑的心,
that you are to do good with compassion and walk in humility
with your God.
When we understand the law, it means that we understand the righteousness and the compassion of God.
真正明白律法,你就应当存谦卑的心,
and when you understand the laws with a heart of humility, you will walk with your God.
但是律法吃下来的时候,
but when the laws were given,
根本没有达到这些事情的果效,
all these things could not be accomplished.
为什么呢?
Why?
你要行公义,
because you have to do good.
好怜悯,
you have to have compassion.
这两样是神自己的本性。
These two are the attributes of God.
神是充满慈爱的,
God is full of compassion.
神是充满公义的,
God is righteous.
因为神的公义,所以定罪才有基础。
Because of his righteousness, there's a basis for judgment.
因为神的怜悯, 所以赦罪才有可能。
Because of his compassion, there is the possibility of forgiveness.
而神是神,
God is God.
人是人,
and a human being is a human being.
我们应当让人为人, 让神为神。
The human being should have his own status.
上帝的至高之处,
and God in his highest status.
他在天上, 你在地上,
he is in heaven and we are on earth.
你要轻步的脚身,
you need to walk lightly.
你要谦卑的心灵, 到他的面前,
with a heart of humility come before him.
严肃不要多讲话,
you should not speak.
地上要存谦卑的心, 与天上的上帝同行。
In your life on earth, you need to have humility and walk with the God in heaven.
那么，请问律法赐下来以后
，After the laws were given,
犹太人更明白公义吗
？Did the Jews understand righteousness more? No.
犹太人更充满怜悯吗
？Did they have more compassion?
也不是。
No.
犹太人更谦卑，自己知道的错是吗
？Did they understand their weaknesses?
不是。
No.
犹太人与上帝同行吗
？Did they walk with God?
也不是。
Also no.
所以律法赐下来，是不是没有达到原先的计划呢
？Does that mean that the law did not fulfill its original purpose?
律法赐下来，原先的动机到底是什么呢
？What was the original purpose in the first place?
这个我们绝对不能用自己有罪的理性揣想达到果效。
This is not something that we can figure out based on our fallen reason.
我们只能从神自己启示他心里中间的慈迹找到线索。
We can only find the clues in the revelation of God.
上帝把律法赐下来。
After God gave us the laws,
要显明他是圣洁、公义、良善的本体。
Is to manifest his attributes of righteousness and justice and holiness.
这是律法赐下来的真正的动机。
This is the main reason of the laws.
上帝把律法赐下来以后
，After God gave us the laws,
你就看见原来上帝是这样圣洁的上帝。
We will recognize that God is such a holy God.
原来上帝是这样怜悯慈爱的上帝。
Then we will recognize that God is a God of mercy and compassion.
上帝是这么良善的上帝。
That he is such a good God.
上帝是这么圣洁的上帝。
That he is such a pure and holy God.
上帝的公义。
The justice of God.
上帝的良善。
And his compassion.
以及上帝的圣洁。
And his holiness.
就成了人敬畏上帝、爱上帝。的认识的基础
becomes a foundation of why we should know God and love Him.
你怎么能敬畏上帝呢
？How do you have reverence for God?
因为你认识他是圣洁的。
Because now you know He is holy.
你怎么能惧怕犯罪得罪上帝呢
？How would you fear that you will sin against God?
因为你知道他是公义的审判主。
Because you know that He's the righteous judge.
你怎么敢亲近他的宝座呢？
How would you dare to come to his throne of grace?
因为他是良善的上帝。
Because you know he is good.
那我怎么知道上帝的圣洁、上帝的公义、上帝的良善？
How do I know his righteousness, his goodness, and his holiness?
上帝把律法赐下来。
We know it because he gave us his laws.
彰显他神性中间的这些的本质。
To manifest all these attributes of his divinity.
在哪里告诉我们呢？
Where do we see this?
罗马书第七章告诉我们。
We see this in Romans chapter 7.
律法赐下来
that the laws were given.
要我们知道上帝的公义、上帝的圣洁、上帝的良善。
That we will know the righteousness of God, His goodness and His holiness.
第二样
Secondly,
当上帝把他的本性的本质提出来之后
After God revealed to us His attributes,
你看见他的本性，一定发现自己是堕落者。
Once you see his attributes, you will surely recognize that you are fallen one.
在认知上帝的时候，就可以认识自己。
Because when we know God, we will know ourselves.
一个人认识自己的时候，他就可以认知他的上帝。
When we know ourselves truly, we will know our God.
这是一个形跟影或者本跟相之间的相对关联。
There is a reflection between the object and its image.
我们一看见我们形象的原版。
When we look at the original image,
我们的样子是那样的。
That we see the original purpose.
再看自己不像样，因为已经不像原来的样板。
And when we look at ourselves, we know that we are not like the original image.
一个人看见神的圣洁的结果。
Therefore, when we see the holiness of God,
他一定发现自己不圣洁的罪恶。
The natural consequence is that we realize that we are not holy.
一个人看见上帝的良善的结果。
When we look at the goodness of God,
就知道自己的不良不善的本性。
The consequence is that we recognize that we are not good.
当你看见上帝的公义的时候。
When we see the righteousness of God,
你就知道你是应当在他的下面受审判。
We will know that we deserve to be judged by him.
这是真正律法赐下来的原因。
This is the true reason for the laws.
上帝知道我们根本不能行律法。
God knew that we cannot fulfill it.
上帝知道我们没有办法负这个这么重的轭。
He knew that we cannot carry this heavy load.
那他为什么赐下来呢
？So why did he give us the law?
最少使你认识神性是怎么样。
At least it helped us recognize divinity.
当你看见神的荣耀的时候
，When you recognize the glory of God,
你才觉悟自己的羞辱。
then you realize your own humiliation. When you see the goodness of God, you realize your own evilness. When you recognize the righteousness of God, you realize that you have been biased. When you look at the holiness of God, you recognize your own filth. This is the first thing.
第二样,
the second one.
律法赐下来的时候,
when the laws were given,
就要叫人产生三个反作用,
it will give us three negative reactions.
这三个反应是什么呢?
These three responses.
第一,
the first one.
你就是闭口没有办法再为自己辩论,
that you will keep quiet and no longer defend yourself.
原来神的律法是不必讲了，我太差了。
That I am so far away from his law, I need not speak anymore.
今天罪人最大的罪是什么？犯了罪，不认罪，还要用强嘴来为自己的罪解围。
The greatest sin that a sinner has is to defend himself of his own sin.
今天的法律专家做什么？
What does a legal expert do today?
知法犯法，寻找法律漏洞，犯了法以后盼望不必被罚，叫做法律专家。
Legal expert know the law and they find a loophole to exploit the law to sin further.
上帝最讨厌的是什么呢?
What does God hate most?
已经不义有各样的理论自以为义的人是神最讨厌的人。
God hate those who are unrighteous and still think of themselves as righteous.
所以呢，上帝赐下律法，第一，封闭你的口。
The first act of the law is to shut you up.
不要再讲。
That you need not defend yourself anymore.
当一个人为自己辩论的时候，法官啪打一下的时候。
When a person defends himself and the judge uses his hammer,
你一定要停嘴,
you must shut up.
然后他就把法典开起来，第几条第几条明文规定你做的是违背法律的讲出来，你没有办法再辩论。
And he will open up the book of law and tell you where you have gone wrong.
法律的第二个功用。
This is the second, the first action.
第二,
the second one.
第三个, 上帝赐下律法做什么呢?
Why did God give us the law?
第一个回应就是闭口。
The first reaction is to be quiet.
第二个回应就是什么呢?
The second reaction.
就我们不得不降服在他的审判的权柄下面。
That we will submit to the authority of his judgment.
你不但不能辩论,
not only can you not defend yourself.
你只能说，主啊，我应当受你的审判。
You can only recognize and say, Oh Lord, I need to be judged by you.
第三个反应是什么呢?
The third reaction.
我知道了，我该死。
That I now know that I deserve to die.
我知道了，我应当受审判。
I know that I deserve to be judged.
所以闭口,
so keeping quiet.
降服,
submissive.
知罪,
and recognizing your sin.
一方面知道没有路可走了,
on the one hand, you know there's no way out.
一方面, 甘心顺服他的财多。
On the other hand, willingly you're willing to submit.
另外一方面，打开心窍，是想知道我应该受。
And lastly, you open up your heart and know that you deserve to be judged.
这个都是律法的功用。
These are the functions of the law.
我们现在看记载在哪里。
Let us see where this is recorded.
罗马书第3章第19-20节。
Romans chapter 3 verses 19 to 20.
翻到了弟兄们读第19节。
Let the brothers read the verse 19.
姐妹们读第20节。
The sisters verse 29.
我们大家一同打开罗马书。 罗马书第3章第19节。 一、二、三。 塞住个人的口，叫普世人伏在神审判之下。20节，姐妹们读。本是什么？叫人知罪。好，这3样是闭口降服知罪。大家说，闭口降服知罪。 好，这个整个的事情，叫做律法的消极性的功用。
It's the passive result of the law.
消极性的功用 function.
Passive function of the law.
Negative function of the law given to man. 好，现在第二样。
The second area.
律法的积极功用是什么呢？
The dynamic functions of the law.
人既然知罪了。
Since we recognize our sin,
人既然降服上帝的审判,
since we are submissive to his judgment,
人既然闭口不能辩论,
since we know that we cannot defend ourselves,
你承认你的罪了,
have you recognized your sin?
律法就引导你到耶稣的面前。
The laws will guide you before Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以律法是迅猛的师父，或者说幼稚园老师。
So the law is like a kindergarten teacher.
幼稚园的老师是把你带到更明白、更科目真理的小学的老师面前。
The kindergarten teacher's role is to bring you to the primary school teacher.
他最先开通你的这个模式。
They are the first to inspire you and teach you.
最先使你感到你的缺乏。
The first one to help you understand your insufficiency.
幼稚园的孩子是最可爱的，是最不懂事的。
Kindergarten children are most cute but also ignorant.
每一个 baby 都是 very very sweet burden, very uneducated barbarian. 每一个 baby 都是 very lovely angel without wings.
所有的婴孩都是好像天使，但是没有翅膀。
就是这样的。所以呢，你知道了律法，哦，原来我什么都不懂。
So after you know the law, you know of your own ignorance.
有一个人自以为很懂音乐。
There is a person who thought he knew music.
后来我就跟他谈了。
So I was speaking to him.
你喜欢哪一种音乐？
I said, what sort of music do you like?
Classical. Classical.
He said, classical music.
我说 classical 音乐里你喜欢哪一个人作品？
I said, what sort of author or composer you like?
他说 Handel.
He said, Handel.
我说 Handel 的作品中你喜欢 oratorio, concerto, grosso, 或者喜欢他的这个 fire music, 或者 water music, 或者什么其他的东西。他说我喜欢弥赛亚。
And he said, I like Handel's Messiah.
我说弥赛亚里面你喜欢它里面的哪一部分？
So I asked which portion of Messiah.
他说 Hallelujah Chorus.
He said Hallelujah Chorus.
因为他所喜欢的古典音乐就是那一首。
But he only know one.
那其他的他念都念不出来。
He don't even know about the rest.
他还告诉我好像我不懂一样。
So he spoke to me as if he was the authority.
弥赛亚第一次唱的时候，英国的皇帝站起来。
The first time Messiah was sang, the King of England.
所以我们唱都要站起来。
So we always have this tradition.
他懂的就是这么唱。
And that's what he knew about.
其实 Handel 伟大多得不得了。
But Handel had many great works.
你注意哈。
Take note of this.
当上帝把律法赐给以色列人的时候。
When God gave the Israelites the law.
他要以色列人知道什么？
He wanted the Israelites to know.
知道他的圣洁。
To know his holiness.
知道他的良善。
His goodness.
知道他的公义。
To know his righteousness.
知道以后就产生什么？
After that.
发现自己的不善。
That you know that you're not good.
自己的不义。
Not righteous.
自己的不圣洁。
Not holy.
那就怎么办呢？
What do you do then?
就主日学或者幼稚园老师就在说，那你就要到哪边去才会好？
And the kindergarten teacher will say, well, go that way.
So I'm not your teacher anymore.
我不再是你的老师。
I'm the very very low class teacher.
我是比较低级的老师。
No, the great master is there.
但是比较好的师父在那里。
Please go to him.
请你过去那里。
I'm only inspiring you.
我只是启蒙的老师。
I'm only give you some inspiration.
给你一些的启蒙。
Let you awaken.
让你苏醒过来。
To go to see some better ones.
来往更好的老师那里去。
律法不是终极目的。
Therefore, the law is not the ultimate aim.
律法有消极的作用。
There is passive function.
要把我们带到更积极的方面。
But also active one.
去寻找耶稣基督。
Positive functions to lead us to Christ.
所以律法把一个证书给你了。
The law would have given you a certificate.
你说哇，我有了证书了。
You say, well, I have a certificate.
我找过律法。
I already have the law.
这个证书是什么？
The certificate says.
证明你。全身都是 cancer.
To prove that you have cancer all over your body.
你已经癌症第四期了。
Fourth stage of cancer.
你看都不看。
But you hold it up.
马得高高。
And you hold it up.
我已经有证书了。
Then I have the certificate.
但是证明你要死啊。
But it says that you will die.
那不是证明你很健康。
It doesn't say you are healthy.
所以犹太人犯的罪是什么？
The sin of the Jews.
有了律法，不知要死，变成骄傲，看清全世界没有律法的人，看他们是狗。
Would that be that they look down on the rest of the world thinking that they have the law?
所以呢，这些犹太人中间很少人后来信耶稣。
So very few among the Jews believe in Jesus Christ.
我有律法了。
Because I have the laws.
我有了证书是上帝来的，还要再读什么书？
I have the certificate that came from God.
你要告诉他，那个是要死的证书哎。
But do you know that that's a certificate of death?
那是 cancer 的证书。
It tells you you have cancer.
这不是什么厉害的东西。
It is nothing to brag about.
你说这是最好的纸。
You say, wow, the paper quality is very good.
里面的 technology 最新的。
Latest technology in printing.
你从前的叫做 Ronson。
Yours is in the past.
我就是 MRI。
MRI paper.
但 MRI 我的 CT scan。
With CT scan.
不但 CT scan， 我是更新的什么什么我都念不出来。但是无论更新更旧，结果看完了以后，下面的问快要死了。
But the conclusion is that you will die soon.
所以犹太人有律法，谦卑吗？
The Jews have the law, will they humble?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与上帝同行。
You are to act justly, do good, and walk humbly with your God.
有谦卑吗？
Are they humble? No.
我有傲慢。
They are arrogant.
我有律法。
That they have the law.
自以为义。
They are arrogant.
骄傲。
Self-righteous.
这种态度。
Such attitude.
以后就产生了法利赛。
Produces the Pharisees.
产生了假冒伪善。
And the
people. 产生了律法师。
And the scribes.
产生了文士。
And the lawyers.
所以耶稣，你们这些法利赛人有灾祸了。
And Jesus said, woe be all of you Pharisees.
所以呢，需要这本书。
And so we need this book.
十二支派的人呢？
The people of the 12 tribes.
你有了律法吗？
Do you have the laws?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you.
要有行为。
You need to have words.
你们这些有律法有信耶稣的人，
Those of you who have the laws and believe in Christ.
怎样把信跟行连起来？
How do you join the faith with works?
因为没有信耶稣的人，
Those who do not believe.
没有信就夸他所行的
了。 Will be able to boast on what they have worked.
信耶稣的人，
But those who have believed,
有了信，你根本不注意所行的应当怎么样。
Because you think you have faith, you do not take care of your lifestyle.
这一本书要解决这么大的问题。
This book were to solve this great problem.
雅各书就吃下。
And that's why we have the book of James.
我今天讲到这个地方。
I will stop here.
下个礼拜我继续讲下去。
Next week we will continue.
愿上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.